We're back.
It's another episode of Loud About Nothing. And it's me, your boy, that thotty boo body, that total smoke show coming hot, coming at you, Sebastian Canelli. Okay, everyone calm down. Everyone at home, chill out, okay? He's here every fucking week. You know I only got him here because the dude's cute as fuck, bro. You know, he's a cutie with the booty. All right, Robbie, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
There he is, Robbie. Robbie, you happy? Bro, we got a fire.
I am happy.
We got straight fire, bro. I said, who's the only dude that's louder than me? who's the number one fuckboy? Self-proclaimed number one fuckboy out there. You know him. He's got a podcast, High and Mighty. You know him from Comedy Bang Bang. He plays the character that's a big stress for him, Intern Gino, you know? This is the character work I fucking love. You know what I'm saying? Give it up for Johnny G. Gabrus. John Gabrus, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, Sebastian? Hey, Robbie. Thanks for having me, guys. I feel like I'm at my fucking uncle's house for Thanksgiving right now. I feel at home.
This is beautiful. Did you eat enough? Get seconds, bro. Come on. What are you doing?
Come on. What are you doing? You're fucking shrinking away to nothing over here, Johnny. Come on, you fucking gavone. Get over there and grab a fucking pie. For fuck's sake.
Oh, my God. There's nothing like going to Thanksgiving. You gain 30 pounds and people saying you look skinny.
Oh, yeah. I love visiting home. They're like, John, have you lost weight? I'm like, yeah, I'm like 299 now today. And they're like, oh, it looks good on you. It's like, thank you. This is healthy here.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I know. I'm the only fat one in my family. So.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I have
some other fatties. Yeah, I have some other. My mom is fat. My brothers are both jacked, which is a real fucking long. And they're younger than me and jacked. And they have, I'm assuming, bigger hogs. I know for a fact. That is something. If you don't know the size of your brother's dick, he's not your real brother. That's my opinion.
That's beautiful. I don't have any brothers. I only have sisters, but we don't talk about.
I know all their snatches by heart. Jesus Christ. I should confirm. I don't know how old they are, so let me back off this reference.
They're
here.
12 and 10. Okay.
Okay. Shit. All right. I'm out. Thanks for having me. I'm Chris D'Elia. I got to go.
This is beautiful. We caught him, guys. Fucking hit his house, bro. That's all we wanted, bro. I was sent by the government to fucking catch you. Talking about little girl snatches. All right, well, no, we gotta move forward. My sister listens to this, and she's an adult.
I apologize. I apologize to your
sister. We apologize. I never seen
Gina or Marissa or Vincenzo, whatever your name is. I'm sorry.
Actually, her fucking brother, my brother-in-law, her husband loves your new podcast.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, the Gino Lombardo show. It's for a certain group of people, and I'm assuming if you're my brother-in-law likes it, you know, I know exactly what that means. I know who this guy is. Yeah.
Yeah, he goes, oh, I like this kind of fucking vibe that's happening here. I like when a guy just screams about bullshit and then is kind of like, oops, I said something wrong. Let me backpedal for a couple of minutes.
And that's where you go, you should check out Let's Get Loud About.
Yeah, check out Loud About Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, check out my podcast. I don't even know the name in that moment. I'm on the podcast and I get it wrong.
Gabrus.
My bad.
No, bro. No, please, please, please. You're smoking a joint. You're bringing total fucking.
It's 5 p.m. here. I have to unwind. Dude, I'm done with work for the day, quote unquote. AKA, this is the only thing I've done today is this interview. And I'm like, well, it's 5 p.m. Time to get high. It's like, all you have is this. And it's fun, obviously. I'm not doing it for money. None of us here are.
No.
Unless Robbie's getting like some fucking insane salary that I don't know.
He gets sponsored by a protein shake that Staten Island hooks it up, bro. This Isopure fucking sponsors Robbie to fucking produce.
I go down to Drumgool Lane. I go down to fucking Behind the Goodfellas and they hook me up with Isopure, zero carb, whey isolate, bro.
100%. Right on
Adidas. $49.99 GNC. Better wait till you get your gold card and get 20% off.
Just go in. Say that you know my godfather. He'll set you up with a nice deal at GNC. Fabulous. Phenomenal, bro. Okay.
You're from Staten, right?
Yeah.
That's where you're from? Yeah. I lived with all Staten Island guys in college because I went to a Catholic college, so I lived with all Monsignor Farrell kids. I lived with all Farrell and Long Island. So my friend group from like 0 to 25 was exclusively Italian Americans and Jewish Americans from Long Island, and then Italian Americans from well, a few less Jews out there, mostly Italian Americans.
A lot of people
who have cops who are uncles, and they're the and they're the most important person in the family.
Yes.
Uncles who are cops. Like, that's a Long Island, Staten Island, New York thing too, right? Where it's like, oh, you know, Robbie's brother-in-law is a cop. It's like, well, you treat Robbie with respect.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Huh? Yeah. It's like, he's 1 degree away from a cop, and a cop is the best thing you could be as a white person in the tri-state area.
100%. Yeah. You don't got to... Yo, Gabrus, I'm living right now with my parents. My neighbor next door is my cousin, who's a police officer. You don't have to tell me. I'm living this
My brother-in-law is a cop. My brother, like, three of the guys I went to high school with are cops, and a dozen fucking kids from my... A dozen kids that my mom's friends' kids are all cops, especially Suffolk cops, because they make the most money.
Okay. See, Long
Suffolk Island's- County.
Yeah, that's like a really prestigious job.
Yeah.
In Suffolk County.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. What are you talking? Robbie, the first thing he fucking says is,
they make mad money. I know.
Those
they're
are the good
like,
cops.
No, I
don't
know.
Back to blue, baby.
No. I'm just saying, out there, we have I have a cousin that's a sheriff Sean.
Yeah.
Like, he is.
It's the highest aspirational thing you could do, because you like start at six figures in the Suffolk County cops.
That's
also, I saw during election week, it was like Suffolk County, the largest disparity between Trump and Biden voters. I was like, yeah, no shit, guys. I could have told you.
It was
that.
The largest county in America that went to Trump. Like, with the most residents.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the
and highest paid police officers in the whole New York area.
Because I saw an article, someone was like, well, Suffolk isn't evangelical. Suffolk isn't second right, barely pro-life. You know what I mean? It's not any of that. No. It's literally, the vibe is pro-cop exclusively. It's like they're voting on behalf of the police officers. It truly is. It's like, I'm either a cop, someone I know is a cop, or someone I know wants to be a cop. And 75% of us that aren't cops wishes we were cops, but for now, I'll bring that cop energy to the front desk at the Gold's Gym in Amityville. Yeah.
I know. There are those dudes that were like, fuck, I wish I signed up. I would have been getting my pension in fucking 15 years, but instead, I'm going
now back. Knocking tin like a fucking sucker on the roofs in the heat. You know, like, everyone's got these.
Everyone's pissed because they're doing asphalts. It's not. You should have signed up to be a garbage man, bro. You know, they make pension young. Whatever. It is what it is. And
it is the new, like, mafia gig. Cops is like the new mafia job, it feels like. Back in the day when you were a kid, it was like my grandpa was an elevator operator, as he would put his finger to his nose when he said that. A union elevator operator. My dad was a union lighting technician. All these like weird union jobs that they could hook each other up with. That used to be the sort of mafioso off the boat shit.
Uh-huh.
And now it's just like, be a cop, get a cop, donate to cop stuff, cops protect your deli, give cops free food. It's like, cops are a fucking gang in a cool ass in a way that I hate, but I see why it's appealing to be one.
It's the modern day mob.
Yeah,
it's the Italian mob. You you stand in the basement at the 123 precinct and you burn St. Vincent's fucking card in your hands. A fucking dove flies across you, and then you're in that shit for life, and you only have to fucking vote red for the rest of your life, okay?
And it's not even for life. It's only 20 years. And then you get paid, like, better retirement plans in the cops than the fucking mafia. You don't get an ice pick in the neck.
Yeah. Mafia has some shitty retirement plans, bro. Remember in Sopranos? You watch Sopranos, right?
Of course.
When the dude begged, he goes, please, can me and my wife just go to Florida so I could stop doing this? And they go, no. So he just kills himself?
Right.
That was the best option. Suicide.
You know, you can't get out of the game, dude. It's impossible.
Yeah.
My cousin's from Queens, but see, like, he still has friends that are, like, trying to be mob related, and they're, like, our age, but they're still very, like, Italian-American, so they're kind of in a rock and a hard place with, like, oh, we gotta hate the cops because we're also, like, trying to do mob shit, but, like, no, we're supposed to, we're Italian-American men who live in Howard Beach, like, we should love the cops. So it's like, I'm like, what do they do? Are they, they're pro, like, they're doing illegal, like, I guess it's...
But that is, like, the weird, that would be a good, that's, like, a very poignant thought there, Robbie. The idea, like, white mafia people, and even in the cops' eyes, are still white before that they're criminals. And that's probably the most important thing. It's like, well, they're the mob. They don't hurt nobody. You know, it's like selling weed, it hurts people. But like, they're the mob. They don't hurt anybody. And the mob's like, the cops, they don't bother us. We're white. It's like, that's like the weird
thing. Back
in
the day, like, they used to hate each other.
Right. Yeah. And
but
now
they're the same team.
They have more in common than anything else.
Yeah. I know. They would sit together at a bar before they sat with a fucking someone who has a nose piercing, you know?
Right. Yes, for sure.
Who has a fucking book at the bar, you know? They go, fuck that, loser. I'll sit with the mob guy. That's what happens.
They both get free eggplant parms in Arthur Avenue.
Yeah.
Like, they're both in it for the same reasons. The clout, the fucking carry a piece and have a crew that backs you up if shit hits the fan. It's all the same rules.
It truly is. Wow. This is all. Wow. So... I guess
I just alienated half of Staten Island and Long Island that would maybe tune into this.
I know. Yeah. We literally call ourselves the Simps, the Staten Island Master Podcast. So you fucking us, bro. No, we love, if you're in the mob, we fucking love you out there, you know. Keep sharing the pod with all your mob friends, you know.
I will say, if you're in the mob, I'm proud that you're a listener. If you're a cop, shut this shit off. No, leave this on. Don't listen to my pod.
No, they can shut this off. They can shut it off. I'm not making a dollar.
I don't know how desperate you are for fucking Mac Weldon money or whatever, so I don't want to fuck. I don't want to fuck with your bag.
No. Don't worry. There's no bag. I'm doing online improv coaching, bro.
I was about to say, you have a sick background, and then when you said you lived in at your mom's house, I was like, that's really funny, because you have, like, an adult man's office. Like, I designed this.
I did all this for my ego, bro.
You got the Keith Haring book, the Chris Farley book. There you go. The Venn diagram that is your personality.
Yeah, this is. It's like, how do I know who Sebastian is? I was like, I'll just tell you behind me. I'll tell you the things I'm into right behind me. I got the Godfather.
Yeah. I think I have a rugby ball, a map of Long Island, and a knight killing a dragon, pretty much. Oh, and then like flyers from my old comedy shows to get the narcissism in there. So you know exactly what kind of the person you're dealing with here.
Yeah, I came home. I got mad, depressed because I had to move home. I was like, this sucks.
That'll do it. Yeah, that's a good. Those go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say life ain't good, but I'm single, fat, live with my parents, don't have a job. Let me have the fucking wall behind me, bro.
The wall's all yours. I love it. The sad thing will be revealed when it's a green screen. It's a fake Zoom background that you like Photoshop to give your. I can't afford a Haring book, bro. You think I got Chris Farley book? Nah, I got that shit bootleg, dog.
You know,
I print that shit up at Wagner College Library. Yeah. I got the PDF.
I wish,
used all
bro.
Their printer paper.
They're saying, I know you went to CSI, you shit bag. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, get the fuck out of here, bro.
You don't got that private school energy.
Nah, bro. I'll tell you this. I got in an argument with my parents because I was like, this room originally was the pink room. It was all pink. I was like, I need a place to do some of my work. And she's like, my mom goes, we'll paint the pink room for you. We'll make the pink room nice. Because I'm staying in my dead grandma's apartment here. You know? So I'm downstairs in my dead grandma's apartment. And she's like, we'll change the pink room. We got an argument over the color. We agreed on new baby yellow. You know? Neutral baby color yellow.
Yeah. It is like light piss. I like
yes!
But it is warm. It does, you pop with the background. It works. It's better than fucking Robbie's shooting a fucking one of the Pornhub videos you skip.
I know.
It's like, can I have a futon that looks like it's only been in the basement? It's like, we got you. How about one piece of art so he doesn't look like he's been kidnapped?
Yeah. You know,
Robbie, are you in the dead grandma's basement? hold up today's newspaper so I know you're okay.
The shit, literally, you know that fucking brown fucking mattress cover he's got. You know he has to change it out like once a year because it's covered in cum stains, bro.
Yeah, he's like, I smashed the bulbs out of the black light to keep it safe down here.
And Robbie's got a fucking New York poster on his wall, too. If you hit a certain age and you're a man from New York, you have a subway map or you have some sort of New York poster.
I've got a vintage Long Island map, of course, and I've got Long Island Railroad, the Babylon Line frame somewhere around here, too, off camera, of course.
Of course. Yeah, you can't have too much, you know?
I'm taking big job interviews here. I mean, there's like a volcano. Like, my background is like, this guy is no way this dude is 38 and married. Because it's just like 40 hats. Like, I'm a child. This is an audio medium, so maybe I should back off.
No, we throw it on
what my shit.
No, we throw it on you. It doesn't matter. We riff on anything we fucking want. We don't care. Truly.
We don't fucking care. Who cares about the audience?
Who cares? No, they're hot as fuck. We tell our audience they're the straight hotties. Only hot
that's
people
good.
Listen to these audience. That's full of hot people. So that's all that matters. All right, bro?
And only hot people listen, and you determine if it's causation or correlation.
Thank you.
So, you know, I'd say tune in. If you think you're fugly, tune in. Maybe you end up being hot. Or average it out, and you know, it's just a better slice of American life. You need a few ugly listeners, because they're the ones they're the ones desperate to buy products with promo codes. Rich people are being gifted underwear. They don't need to use Mac Weldon promo codes.
No, let's be any hot person I've ever hooked up with, and thank God I've had that opportunity. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's
underwear.
Gone now, dude.
It's, I know.
No, yeah, I keep tuning into the Herring Book.
Yeah, the fucking blob, the nondescript person's hotter than me. I know. But I will say this. Any hot person I ever hooked up with, phenomenal underwear. Phenomenal.
They always have good underwear. Hot dudes get great underwear. Hot chicks. Great. Well, they know, too. They know. Yeah.
They know. That's, for me,
I'm married
like
to a hot woman. They have some. They don't have all hot underwear. You are, you know, a small sample size of, like, they think they're going to hook up that night, so they rock it. There is underwear specifically designed to be worn while you have your period.
Of course.
And not even necessarily specifically designed, but designed to be like, this, because I proposed to my wife when we were in our my then girlfriend when we were in our underwear in our Brooklyn apartment, and she said, "This is a disaster. I'm in my period underwear," and I was like, before she said yes, and she complained that the overhead lighting was on. She's a real lighting nut, you know. Everything in my house is on dimmers, dude.
Oh my.
We have circus lights and dimmers on every fucking thing in this house.
Yeah, as soon as I broke up, my girlfriend broke up with me. Let's just be honest. I'm not gonna say I broke up with her.
Again, the listeners know. You know.
So she broke up with me. So I know all about this period underwear thing. But she was a freak for lighting too, bro. As soon as we broke up, I got my own place. Fuck lamps. I'm never having another lamp in my house.
I want it like fucking labs. I want it like bright fluorescent light. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to read. I want my eyes to hurt when I go to bed.
I want to be grading SATs under the fucking lights in my room. You know what I'm saying, bro? Scantrons could read from just fucking laying them on the desk.
You got to eat at like candlelight where you're like, I ate the pepper grinder by accident. I thought it was a fucking roll or some shit. What? I don't know. What?
No, hit the joint, bro. Fuck.
No, I don't come back to me. A couple more hits of this, I'll figure everything out.
Every girl has complained about my lighting that's come over to my old apartment, though. It's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real thing. And also, look, we're fucking big boys.
Uh-huh.
Dim the lights
and
look at yourself in the mirror versus look at yourself in fucking like hospital lighting.
Yeah.
You know, a little amber lighting and a little couple of shadows can really hide some fucking.
Of course, bro.
Skin tags and fucking.
Skin tags.
Thigh rubs.
Oh, dude, the discoloration? Now we're talking, bro.
Now we're talking purple thighs? What happened there? They've been rubbing together for a decade.
Please, it's lucky they're even still there. There should be a fucking a Grand Canyon inside that moment, you know, right?
Yeah, the KY lube isn't for fucking intimacy reasons. It's just to keep my thighs fucking.
It's for
don't get the warming shit.
No, that'll kill you when you walk in the mall for exercise.
Yeah.
That shit.
Dad.
Yeah. Wow.
Walking a track at Tottenville, bro. Yeah.
You got a lot of Staten Island references.
I told you.
You do.
I chafed my thighs running, chasing a couple of kids through Curtis.
Oh my God, the theater school.
I told you. I went to Marist, where I know every private fucking Catholic college in like the tri-state area.
I didn't go to a Catholic school. I was a public school boy. I'm not
Same
even Catholic.
Here.
You are?
Nice. Yeah, I was raised Catholic, but I was a public school kid. But I went to private college because
I did too.
I was like that generation where, I mean, we all were, but like that generation's 15 years long or whatever. But my mom, everything hinged on me going to a good college, and it was the best college I could get into was SUNY Binghamton because it was the nicest and cheapest.
The best SUNY school.
The best SUNY school, Harvard of the SUNYs,
yes,
as they called
of
it.
Course,
and then,
of course.
As my mom referred to it. But I didn't want to go to a SUNY school for some reason because I didn't think about paying student loans up until my third season of hosting a game show at 37.
Oh, my God.
I a little foresight. I would have jumped back and done that.
Your degree's doing good for you. What'd you get a degree in?
Well, here's the craziest thing is I was a communications major and I'm so old that my major was called radio, TV, film. And it was so dumb that it was called that. We mocked it. But now in the last 5 years, most of my money has been made doing in something that is pretty much radio.
That's like, pretty cool.
Holy shit. I'm like full circle. I mean, technology is just cyclical in that way, too, where I'm fucking all I do. And in a pandemic, all I do is radio now. I'm just sitting around talking into a microphone. having opinions about local bullshit. It's insane. I grew up listening to fucking Opie and Anthony and Howard and Imus and Mike and the Mad Dog and all the New York talk radio.
Wait.
And now I'm just doing it for a living, and podcast is just that. It's like, holy shit, 35 years later.
It's amazing. You were, wait, were you on the after, the Howard Stern, the after show?
I did the wrap-up show a few times.
Fuck
yeah.
You, bro. Who was there?
Long Island Pride.
Who was there? This is some dirty talk right here.
Gary. I got every time it's been Gary, John and Hein and Rasan. A few times. And a couple of times before pandemic, I did it in the Sirius studios and got to walk past Howard. But low key, you're not supposed to look at him or anything. Because he's like, you're definitely not supposed to introduce yourself, to shake your hands, and they prefer if you just, he's like, he's not going to look at you, don't say anything. But walking past him in the hallway was still like the Babadook fucking walk by, you know, he's so big and his like black hair, and he just kind of like walked past me, and I was like, you know, I felt like the shiver. I was like, holy shit, the king of all media.
I know. Wow. That's because I've talked to Tamanik about, because he got to go on. And
yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's a fucking dream. That's a dream.
That's, I mean, I hope to someday pop famous enough before Howard's off the air to get to do that. That's like a fucking, it looks like Conan O'Brien isn't happening, but, so now it's time to, I mean, Howard did just re-up, which is a good sign. Mm-hmm. So that gives me another 2 years to get to McConaughey level famous.
Yeah.
Because even my most famous, like, close friends, like Adam Pally, still haven't done Howard Stern. So it's like, sure, I have to surpass this guy who's fucking levels past me to be like, maybe I'll get asked to do Howard.
He had Hillary Clinton on. You're fucked,
Hillary
Gabrus.
Clinton, Kid Rock, Angelina Jolie, John Gabrus here to plug a podcast that's a ripoff of my show. moving on.
Yeah, if fucking Sal created a fucking podcast, that's what you would have.
Right. When Sal eventually has a podcast, it'll be rather similar to the Gino Lombardi
show. Yeah, except he'll be dipping his balls in more things than you do. Wow. You know what? We never got to meet at UCB. There wasn't enough people that I could talk to like this, if I'm being totally honest, bro.
No, I wish there would be one less person that gets alienated by me fucking screaming in the green room. I honestly, I've told this story before, but I had no idea what comedians were like. I thought they were all like me. I thought every comedian was the class clown who was the funniest kid in their high school, who's loud and crazy and is like, we'll do the fucking naked run, the ice luge. I thought, and I just assumed that. And then I get put on Harold Knight, and I'm like, all right, I go back into the green room and I'm like, you know, like, and everyone is just like quietly like looking around and shit. And I'm like, wait, what? And it's like, people are nervous. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? And then I'm like, but it's dumb. And it's like, and everyone has got all these weird different tics. And I'm like, oh, right, we're all different. I mean, here in the UCB green room, we are all white men, but other than that, the UCB green room in 2004, I should say, yes, when I got put on, it was definitely, I was diverse then, in that I didn't go to NYU or whatever.
No, I was the same. It was the same deal, because it wasn't like there was other people like me. I was so loud. I was obnoxious. Yeah.
I used to come to Harold Knight. I know, fuck. I used to come to Harold Knight with my rugby bag from practice with like grass stains on my knees, put on jeans, and then do some bullshit ass like, we're the Lord of the Rings or whatever. You know? Why am I acting like I don't know what improv is? I've been doing it for fucking 20 years. I'm just sitting here going like, whatever, bullshit improv. Like, I didn't do it five nights a week for my glory day. For the best years of my life, I was spending five nights a week staying up late, drinking and doing and talking about improv with other improv people. I have no regrets. Click.
Hey, bro, at least your theater's open. I'm sitting on nothing out here, bro.
That's fair.
I have fucking literally nothing. I'm over here. I'm like, Ali, you're looking good in that fucking tie, bro. What's happening with the pit, bro? What's going on?
It's open in that it's not boarded up yet. I mean, it is boarded up for riot purposes, but
That's what they. If there's anyone that's out there and they want to steal something, go into the pit and steal their pictures of Ali with all the famous people. That's what you need to be taking. You put that all over your walls. I want to see him for the one season he wrote on SNL with every person that came through the door, bro.
Yeah, and that's a sign of a cool, well-adjusted person if they're in. They get one job and they take a photo every day with anyone who's talented that comes through.
Yeah, that's why you got to break into the pit, bro. I love how it just burns the one opportunity I still have in New York.
Yeah, you were like, this is my one chance left to perform live comedy there, but, you know, fuck them, dude. People's improv? Nah, not for me. Yeah. I'm more of an upright citizen than a people. Yeah, but, bro, all the world's a stage, man.
Oh my god. I'm gonna be fucking performing.
It's crazy though. It's crazy how much we're like, I can't wait for, I need the theater to open back up because I need to keep driving and doing these shows for free.
For free.
Like, wait a minute, what? Yeah, I'm like, wait, maybe I don't need it.
Sure. Or I've been thinking, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm depending on 10 other people for me to not prepare and make shit up.
Oh well, I mean, it all just comes down to my laziness and and like the fact that I'm good at it, and I'm only good at it because it like benefits lazy people who are like, it doesn't benefit lazy people, but lazy people can thrive in improv because you don't have to memorize lines. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to try at all. If you're naturally charismatic, you might not even have to move on stage. You could stand with your arms at your sides and just be the funniest person on Harold Knight.
Yeah.
It's like, and you know, I did that for not that's hyperbole. I was rewarded for so low effort put in that I never thought to work hard. I mean, I did work hard, but not in the same, and then after I moved on and started doing sketch or stand up or storytelling or trying to write TV and do all this shit, it's like, oh my God, I'm not trained for this. I'm trained to roll into a room and a full house love every dumb reference I make for 40 minutes, and then I go get blasted for 3 hours and then go home and talk about how some random person that I don't engage with at all sucks at improv.
That's a key part.
Yeah, bro, that's a huge part of the gig.
This is wisdom, bro. We have a lot of young improv people out there listening, excited to get Gabrus on the show.
Yeah.
This is wisdom.
Start
bro.
Your own podcast right now. Start making your own videos. I know that's what everyone says, but fuck, dude. Improv
is... I'm fucked, bro. I did 10 years. Yeah. I got nothing. I made it to ASCAT. I finally became a cast member. 2 months later, the theater fucking closed. Two months later.
I'll tell you, I think the energy... what UCB trained you to be the best at is in a writer's room. So get yourself a fucking sample and have it be funny. I think the most, if you are good at doing improv in a group, like a lot of people are that come through UCB, but can't find your way anywhere else, I think the closest parallel is being a staff writer. Don't even bother trying to create your own shit. Just be like, get me in the room where but the hardest part about that is there is moments in that career step that require drive, which I, at almost 40, I'm telling you what the best thing you could do with your career is, and I haven't fucked up. I'm not doing it.
Sure.
That's not for me, though. I'm not putting in effort.
No, this is the stuff I need to hear. This is truly the stuff please, you look at me, a fat guy that loves weed. There's like, there's no way he's sitting down writing a script in the middle of the day, bro. There's no way. My grammar is embarrassing. I can't even speak proper grammar. How am I going to fucking put writing is to that?
I know. I wrote gunna on like as a word for like all through elementary school till a teacher finally like circled it. And I was like, learn that going to is what the real phrase is, not gonna. I was like, oh, I thought everyone said gonna. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I was like, oh. Like literally I write like gonna was in like every other sentence. I was like, this weekend we're gonna go to the store, and then I'm gonna go to karate, and then I'm gonna go to church, and I'm gonna get a bacon, egg, and cheese, and then I'm gonna, and it's like I'm also describing a rather Long Island 90s weekend. Church, taekwondo, bagels.
Bro. Of course. You know what I would do? I would cut church. My parents would give me the money for church. I would force my sisters. I would say, no, we're stealing the money that we're supposed to give to the church. And then we go get fucking, I'd force them to eat bacon, egg, and cheese with me.
Dream come true.
Because
fuck church.
If they're guilty, then I'm not guilty. Yeah, fuck church, bro. Exactly. Bro.
I had to go and sit with my mom every Sunday. My dad never went because he didn't believe, so he got to get out of it. But the amount of Sunday masses I sat through as a kid in a full karate gi or underneath like... underneath a Giants knockoff starter jacket, like an Apex jacket, like the one Ray Henley had that made my whole family roast me for a fucking generation. I had a fucking Apex Giants knockoff jacket over my fucking karate gi, being like, bless us, you know, all the fucking.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy
name. I almost just said grace. I don't even know. I'm so stoned. I'm like, oh, I know prayers. What about the one was a guy from Nantucket?
This is so fucking dope to finally get to talk to you and finally feel that, like, oh yeah, you're just. You're an older version of me with the
wife. I am who you think I am. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You fooled.
No, there's nothing complicated to me. If you whatever stereotypes you threw on top of me, like the only thing that makes me less of a meathead, and you are all like we're already have this overlap, is the fact that like you're into art. Like if you do improv, that already gives you that softness that changed you from your whole family. Like I grew up in the 90s in Long Island. Like, you know, people called me gay because I liked movies too much. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
bro,
that shit. I was like, wait till you see me kiss a guy.
For a laugh.
Wait till you see me talk about Henry Cavill's body. I'm gonna fucking. Bro, if you think this is gay, I'm gonna be almost bisexual for the rest of my life, motherfuckers.
I mean, men are hot. Let's get over that. Men are hot.
The listeners of this podcast are fucking gorgeous.
Thank you, bro. Also, I had a friend. We would watch Sopranos together, and he would fast forward through the Carmelo scenes because they were too gay. He goes, it's too gay to watch. So we would fast forward through them, and he only wanted only Mob the whole time.
It's really fun. That is such a weird attitude that it's like it's like gay to listen to a female stand up.
Yeah.
It's like none of your defense makes sense. I don't know how you're in this headspace right now, but it makes. If anything, it might be gayer to be laughing and watching a man.
Yes.
Like it might be like it's like, and I fully understand what I'm saying is insanely ignorant and all that.
No, but let's go down the road. Let's hit the road. Yeah, let's get the highway.
I'm still driving. I'm still getting off at this exit. I know it says caution 45, but I'm taking this turn at 58. I know this exit well.
Yes,
but it is that thing where it's like I want to be like I don't want to mince hairs here, but it might be gayer to be laughing at a dude than a chick. Like,
sure.
I'm just saying.
Because they're making you feel some type of way. A dude's cutting to your core. That's
yeah.
a little
and then,
gay.
Like, what you're talking about with Sopranos is fast forwarding through the heterosexual marriage to get to all men hanging out.
Yeah. You know what?
And it is like, and you're like, I see what you're saying, but you're wrong.
But you can't argue. I mean, the dude watched the Vito scenes. He didn't fast forward through the blowjobs.
Just boys, bro. The guys hanging out at a construction site.
Yeah, look, they're part of
just
the union.
Give them.
They're fucking blowing each other. They're on the clock.
Union rules.
Union rules. Can blow a guy, it ain't gay, all right? Bro, what did you do to me? You're making me talk like this now, gay Brits. Usually,
I'm talking like you. No, you guys, I think we're heightening each other.
You know what the thing is?
I can back it off because I'm not gravelly like that, but the gravel I will adapt because this is what happens to me when I get high or when I get drunk and I talk to my brothers and my New York friends.
Sure.
All of a sudden, it's like you're just heightening each other until you stand there just saying like gabagool at full volume.
Ooh,
yeah.
Gallama, fucking marinara.
You're just like
bro.
Staring. It just really happens because my voice isn't naturally that raspy, but when I get excited, it goes to like, come on, bro. Are you fucking kidding me? It's buys and tries on Friday, yeah. Dog.
Squat, bro. Come on.
And then when you're shouting like that, I'm like, oh, well, then I'm just immediately matching it.
I know.
I mean, I guess I could match Robbie's energy, but that might be weird for people.
We'll just sit here quietly.
I'll just sit here quietly hoping that the movie Room situation he's in doesn't, his father doesn't come home. I have to put away all the equipment. My captor is home. Quick, quick, quick.
I mean, it was inevitable for us to scream. It was.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's in the title of the podcast. It's in our fucking DNA. You know.
Of course.
I may have knocked a few syllables off my name at Ellis Island, but I kept the rest, brother.
All right.
May have gone from Gabruski to Gabrus.
Oh, Gabruski, but, a German.
Yeah, or something. My dad doesn't know his real dad, so That's why I'm such a weird Ginzo, because my mom is a full-blooded Italian. Shout out to the Valentinos.
Ooh,
and
beautiful.
Jimmy V was my grandpa, who was the elevator operator, and him and his brothers all were Union New York stagehand type jobs.
Uh-huh.
In the 50s and shit. And then my my so that whole side's Italian. Then my dad doesn't know his real dad, so they're just culturally all over the place. Yeah. They're just trash. They're just Long Island trash. So I have and my dad's stepdad was off the boat from Berlin, so he English was his second language. So I grew up just being like, I have a German grandpa and an Italian grandpa. And then when I was like, actually, when I was like 26 or 27, when I was with my wife, girlfriend at the time, we kept talking about being German. And she finally just said, you know, like, you and your brothers aren't German at all because it's your dad's stepdad. So it's not like blood or anything. It's like, and my brother has like German flag tattoo and shit. We were like, speak German. We're like, Prost, my brothers. You know, like everyone has like, we. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that is weird. We don't. And now I got to say, like, I think I'm half Italian, half Polish, but I was raised German and Italian. Like, I was raised culturally German. I don't even know what that fucking means. It sounds bad to say, honestly. Yes. That's why I lean into the Ginzo. I'm like, my mom always said my stage name should have been John Valentino, and I'm glad it wasn't because I would Gabrus ended up becoming a creature like name that works for me.
I love that. Like, but yeah, Gabrus. You don't want to lean into culturally being German.
No. Not that's German, a weird time.
But I believe in what they say, you know? I like their ideas.
I'm a history buff. I'm just really into, like, World War and history and stuff. Rises of power and stuff. I'm not a freak or anything. I just really like German European history, specifically white European history. No, nothing to worry about there.
I'm half Italian, half Swedish. So not very.
Look at you.
Not very
that
different.
Explains the fucking.
The blonde?
Well, the other difference between us, I think you're what, like 6'5", right?
I'm 6'2". How tall are you?
You're 6'2"? Maybe I just have it in my head that you're bigger than me because I have, like, you know, you coming up. I'm like, they got a guy who's even bigger than me. He's even more New York than me coming up at the UCB. Have you heard of this Sebastian guy? I don't fucking care about this Sebastian guy. I'm off to L.A.
I actually heard that you left for L.A. because you were scared, bro.
I heard you coming up and I was like, I gotta bounce. I gotta get the fuck out of here, dude. And I just moved. I had no gig, nothing lined up here. That part's true.
Hey, bro.
I still have no gig and nothing lined up out here.
That'll be me
later.
One day. I'm just waiting till I have enough courage.
I just need enough money to move to a different yellow room to be broken. That's what I did at 34. I got married and was like, hey, let's move to another city and just be broke in an apartment there. It's like, okay, sick.
That sounds nice. The wife is the wife adds an element of like nice.
That's the thing that's always kept. That's my buoy to society. And that's what I think gives everyone like that gives me the nod to be like, he's also a person. Like, you can have him in your house and shit because he's married. So he's clearly at least like, but they don't know what kind of fucking psychopath I'm married to. You know, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm married. But wait till you meet this freak. She's crazier than I am. Like, she'll ruin your night faster than I will. We're both majorly intense energies. I mean, you'd have to be.
Sure. Sure. I get that. Well, Gabrus, we got to get
loud.
It's
great having me. My podcast is High and Mighty. It's good to see you guys. I'll catch you.
No, we got to get loud.
We got to get to the premise.
No, bro, we've been screaming.
Oh, no. It's been me telling these boring, long-ass fucking tangential stories, and then I go, hey, man, we're taking forever here. This is like what I do on every podcast. I'm always like, Jesus, it's supposed to be an hour. They had me for 2 hours. It's like, you were talking almost exclusively, Gabrus. It's like, oh, right. Shut the fuck up. Let Robbie speak once in a while.
Robbie, what do you want to say?
I'm like mostly Italian, too, and my last name is Nunes, so I can relate. Yes. I can say that. I always feel the need to like justify the Italian part because it's not Italian last name. So you're like, no, but I got my grandmother. She makes this and this. But you don't feel the need to justify anything else, I feel like.
Yeah, right. That's interesting. Look at that, all three of us. And yeah, because Sebastian, now that you say it, I see the Swede in you. You're a little. Can you do a full beard? You don't have the body hair. I don't have the Italian body.
Oh wow!
I'm hairless. I'm hairless from the neck down. Weirdly enough, I don't have like hairy arms or back or legs.
Interesting.
And I hate it. I want a hairy chest.
Sure.
We don't have to get into it now. But.
Sure. No. women, old people like. If you're gonna be a big man, having hair is a plus.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, if you're a big guy, having hair is not like for. I know for a lot of people, they're like, no, I hate it. I got to manscape. I got to take care of it. I'm like, if you're a big guy, it's already. If that's true, then what else is true? Like, they are assuming you're hairy anyway. Yes. So, when you're not, it's almost kind of weird. Like the bear chasers who slide into my DMs and say shit are like, I'm like a, mythical beast because I'm hairless but with a beard. So I like really bring some weird shaved bear energy in here.
All right. Speaking of not having a hairy chest, you want to talk about the beach? Let's talk about the beach for a minute. All right, bro.
Wrong arm. Oh, I'm in the mirror here.
Fuck.
I always want to talk about the beach, bro. Jones, Robin Moses, Ditch Plains, Orient Point, Montauk, the Bay, Zach's Bay, Tommy Hilfiger, Jones Beach Stadium.
Wow. See, this is what makes Long Island, Staten Island different. We're not a beach place.
No, which is crazy. I know. And that's to me. Because my wife is from Westchester, and we always debate because she's always like, Westchester's better. I'm like, it's all the same.
A classy woman, bro.
See, anyone would say that. And she's not. She's even from, like, her family's a little bit of, like, hicks, like a little bit of townies somehow. Uh-huh. They're, like, technically. But every other vibe I talk to, everyone I know is like, Westchester, ooh, fancy. And my wife didn't know about that. And I'm like, yeah, no, Westchester is like the uptown girl. That's it's upstate and it's uptown and it's not fucking the island.
No, yeah, you're not dirty. You don't take the fucking train. You take the New York railway, whatever.
The Metro North, thank you. Into Grand Central, not the fucking LIRR into Jamaica and Penn. Kew Gardens, like, come on. The ferry, bro, come on.
Unless you're like from the North Shore, I feel like, on Long Island.
Yes, the North Shore of Long Island.
Yeah,
you're a little more Westchester-y.
Yes. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, a little more Connecticut. You're closer to Connecticut.
But the Babylon Line, that's not
South Shore for life, dog. I grew up in Freeport. My parents both graduated. Well, my mom, my parents both went to Freeport High School. I'm proud to say my mom graduated. My dad went, and
beautiful.
Yeah, that's my fucking genetics. That's what I'm bringing.
See, for me, you're a big guy. How does the beach not scare you?
The beach. Well, I've always been a beach. Oh, my origin story with the beach is my dad worked at Fox 5,
Fox News.
My dad's Bill O'Reilly, who also is from Long Island and went to Marist. That motherfucker is me. I'm maybe the third most famous Marist grad, and I gotta surpass Bill O'Reilly.
Nice.
That motherfucker needs to go.
I bet you Bill's been on fucking Stern, bro.
Oh, I bet you he has. That motherfucker. I bet you he gets free heroes when he goes to the fucking deli because he's a king on the island.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly, if Long Island keeps going the way it is, they might turn on me because I'm too libtarded for them.
Yep.
I mean, you're not supposed to use that word in any way, but I'm too left for them. So my dad worked 3 to 11 in the city, so he had to leave every day at like 1:30 or 2. So in the summer. So I never really saw him because I like left for by the time I got home from school, he was gone. And by the time he got home from work, I was asleep. So and he worked weekends and shit. So we rarely ever saw each other, except in the summers. We would go to the beach every day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to my dad.
Wow.
We would get up, eat breakfast, go to the beach all day, not even bring lunch, come home, eat lunch. My dad would hose us off in the yard and then get in the car and go to work. And then his 14, 12, and 8-year-old sons would just be home alone for 5 hours. But that's where the
games.
Shit got
microwave.
Yeah, exactly. Microwave. It's like feed the dog our boogers, throw rocks at the neighbors. You know, like, oh, let's kick this soccer ball really hard against the side of the house because it's funny and it scares the youngest brother. But so we went to the beach every single day. And in hindsight, if you're you get the little state park pass, which costs like a couple $100 for the summer. But if you go every day, it ends up coming out to like 40 cents a day.
Oof.
My dad my dad did the fake thing where he used Scotch tape, not a sticker, so he can move it to my mom's car if we needed to bring more shit, like if we went on a long haul with my mom. So my mom's not even going on these. She's at work. My dad just takes me and my three brothers. We're all like crazy. We get really into boogie boarding. Every summer, we're allowed to buy one new piece of like kind of expensive bodyboarding equipment. And so we're boogie boarding every single day or hanging out at the beach. We have like literally beach friends, like other kids who are there every day where we're like, I know, like my friend Dennis, shout out to Dennis. We ended up going to high school together and playing soccer together and becoming friends there.
Uh-huh.
But like we knew each other from being 12-year-olds at the beach. We're like, oh, you boogie board? Oh, and you're not my dad? Let's talk. Let's hang out. Like, let's get the fuck away from our parents for a half an hour.
Sure. That's awesome.
In hindsight, it was because it was cheap.
Sure.
It cost nothing. We would just go to the beach and we would get exercise, fresh air, get tired, and then he'd come home and he would have his morning at the beach, which is a great morning for an adult man to read the newspaper at the beach every day while his kids just fuck off.
Yes.
And then he goes and leaves for work. And our vacation every summer was 2 weeks in Montauk, or a week and change in Montauk at like one of the divey fishy hotels.
Your vacation was Long Island. You would just go somewhere else in Long Island?
Go to a different beach on Long Island and just go. No, and this is like, I mean, this is the shit that I'm talking about. This is like that load up the station wagon. I load up the minivan, turtle top, talking bringing food, like the kind renting, not even a house. Like we stayed in a trailer and we would bring turkey, like fucking 5 pounds of cold cuts.
Of course.
Eat turkey sandwiches every day at the beach. The difference when you went on this vacation is that my dad went with a couple other guys from Fox and their families, and they were all, the adults were drinking. So now it's just like, and everyone had boys. So it was just 10 boys between the age of like 8 and 14. And we all were beach bums. And we just had 2 weeks where our parents were blacked out all day. Fucking just, they were like, go. We would be up all night. We brought Nintendo to the trailer. It was fucking sick, dude. So long story short, I wasn't always fat. I mean, I was always overweight.
Uh-huh.
But as I got fatter, my energy for the beach never lost. And also, you got to know this, Sebastian, as a big boy.
Yeah.
Water, great equalizer.
Yes.
We're all the same speed in the water, dude.
100%. I love swimming.
Your knees hurt way less when you're floating than when you're hitting the stairs. Yeah. And I'm saying, so like the beach is fucking perfect. As long as you're comfortable with what you look like, which you don't even have to be if you just get your ass in the water fast enough.
Sure, sure. I'm just getting my 100 time up to fucking get from the towel to the fucking always up to the neck.
Instantly to neck deep. Ah, relaxing.
I've never not got my hair wet because I'm always jumping in as soon as possible to hide my body. It's beautiful.
I just realized now I just talked for like 12 minutes straight talking about the beach. I'm like high and like nostalgic for I haven't seen my family in 9 months.
Uh-huh.
B, I miss New York. And C, like, I would kill to just be in public. Like, that sounds exciting. Not terrifying. Just the idea of being around. Like, I was like, Dennis. Uh-huh. Haven't talked to that dude in 10 years. I'm like, I got to text Dennis. Yeah, what's doing? Like, what the fuck, man?
It's hard.
I'm emotionally destroyed by this shit right now.
Well, it sounds like the beach is more than fucking sand and water.
It's way more than sand and water, dude.
It sounds like times for you. I never had good times at the beach. That's the problem.
It's very easy to. And then here's where I want to get into my spiel where I pitch the beach, where I get loud about the beach. Because I want to pitch the beach to non-beach heads.
Okay.
Whatever your activity you like, almost any activity you like, you can do at the beach. In all honesty, because people are like, I love to surf, body surf, hang out in the water, but I also like smoking weed, drinking beer, eating sandwiches, uh-huh, reading books, napping. These are all things that go great at the fucking beach, dude. They all work wonders at the beach. And so I always try to explain that. It's like, well, what do you like to do? It's like, I don't know. I'd rather just be. I'm like, you could put an umbrella up and not even be in the sun and just chill and have have fresh air blowing on you. You can have a shirt and pants on the whole time, reading a book, and you're just, the energy is you're at the fucking beach.
This is nice. You don't judge the people you don't judge any activity. As long as they're enjoying literally the atmosphere, that's all that fucking matters.
I will roast everyone. Like, if I catch you in your fucking waders with a metal detector, you're going to hear shit. It's like, I'm going to throw a fucking, like when I was a lifeguard and people would come with metal detectors, all the lifeguards had like stashes of like pop tops and fucking like bottle caps and shit that you'd be like, let's go fuck with these guys. It's like, fuck you. You
kept
losers.
Them busy for the day.
You fucking losers.
And that's what you did instead of kids watching kids jump in the water.
Yeah, as kids were just drowning, bro. Yeah.
This is good.
Kids are just plunk, 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 plunk underwater, and I'm sitting there burying coins, roasting a fucking 70-year-old widow. Sorry, sir. I don't know why I did that.
Just trying to get to the night. Just trying to get to sleep again.
Yeah, right. I just want to make it through the day. I'm like, yeah, I apologize, man. I don't know. I'm 20. I hate everything.
That's cool.
So the beach is literally here's my thing for big boys too, and this will be my pitch, because I understand a lot of people aren't comfortable with the way they look with their shirt off and stuff.
Yeah.
Take this from me. I'm now a Speedo wearer. I wear a Speedo at the beach. I've now had my picture taken in Speedos, which is like, to me, 10 years ago would have been the most horrifying thing in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, from 1990 to 2010, that would have been the most horrifying. I was on a swim team, and I wore a Speedo when I was a lifeguard, but that felt like it made sense. Now I wear it comfortably. I have a small dick. I have a huge, fat body. It doesn't bother me at all anymore because here's the energy I want everyone bringing. I don't look that much better in fucking pants and a shirt. You know what I mean? It's like, if I put on pants and a shirt, I mean, not that I don't look better. It's not just like people are also like, yeah, he's fat. Like,
sure.
It's not like I'm more comfortable in a Speedo. So to me, if I look 10% worse in a Speedo, because I really do in a Speedo versus board shorts. No one looks great in board shorts except... Sure. No one looks good in bathing suits except truly healthy, in shape people.
Truly
everyone
healthy.
Else looks weird. Yeah, like we all look weird, so it's okay. So if I look 10% worse, but I feel 15% more confident, I'm in the fucking red, baby, or the black, whichever one's a good one. I don't make any money, so I don't know.
I don't know either, bro. I don't know. My Chase College account doesn't go in that either direction, bro. I get that.
Yeah, my online savings account that I transfer $50 into every week isn't really popping like it once was.
Hey, bro, I literally went up from saving $2 a day to $3 a day recently on my Chase account. So things are happening over here. I'm totally on that board.
It's all profit, baby.
I wear shirts open with a t-shirt underneath thinking, what am I cutting off? 4 pounds? What am I saying?
Right, and also,
that looks stupid.
If you're comfortable in that, fine. But if you pop your shirt off, also... Nothing makes, excuse me, nothing makes you get more confident fast than seeing some fucking, I'm dying here.
The weed is a flowing over there, bro.
Yeah, it's professional audio.
Oh, we lost his eyes on that turnaround. The cough took his eyes.
My wife is like, hey, are you almost ready for dinner? And I'm just like in here screaming. I'm like, I'm working. I'm like weed smoke coming out screaming. I go to the fucking beach. I love pussy. You're like, what is she doing in there?
I ain't gay, bro. I never eat pussy, bro.
Bro, eating pussy? That shit's gay. No. Ever think about how much a pussy's like an asshole? No? Okay, well, there you go.
And everyone has assholes, not just ladies, dudes. So that's almost like you're hooking up with a dude. Bro, done. Gay.
My wife just texted me, dragging me into shit.
God. All right.
I guess when you're on a podcast called, Get Loud About or Let's Get Loud or, let me look it up.
No, Loud About.
No. This is good, bro. This is,
Let's get loud. Let's get loud. That's why I can't get that phrase out of my head. But no, she's busting my balls because I'm just screaming at the top of my lungs.
Sure. So am I. My parents are above me, and they always text me. They goes, what's happening?
All right. This quarantine, I've got a lot of neighbors working from home now, and I'm like, they are like, what's the name of your podcast? I thought I heard you say High and Mighty Fuck Boy or something. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like two houses away.
Sure.
Older dudes who are old beach bums but are fat, mm-hmm. Those guys inspired me so much in life. And I met a bunch over the years of guys who are like, had guts and were super tan and were old and flabby, but they seemed to be so confident at the beach. And like, even like a 70-year-old dude with like big titties diving into the water and swimming around at the ocean, you're like, yeah, you probably, if you maintain it, you can probably swim no matter how fat or like, you know, you can always fuck around in a shallow pool, sure. No matter how out of shape or how weak you get or whatever. And it's like, that's the move. This is a hobby you can do into your 70. You can go to the fucking beach because you can just sit in your chair. You can just lay. You can fish. You can do. You can go hikes. You can exercise. I'm not doing that. I'll fucking exercise when I have to, not when I'm at the fucking vacation.
Of course.
And then I moved to Los Angeles, where like a lot of New York comedy guys do. And none of these fucking people are going to the beach. And we get like 3 or 4 extra months of the beach here. At least we can go to the beach like you can go to the beach earnestly, like shirtless, hang out, no hoodie needed, like 6 or 7 months out of the year here. And you can hang out at the beach 9 or 10 months out of the year here.
Wow.
And it rules. And I can't believe people don't go. It's like, I think people forget that the beach counts as nature. Right. Like we're always like, I got to escape and get to nature and I got to get to nature. And it's like you think it's woods and stuff. But, you know, you can get to the part of the beach. And if you're far enough away from people or it's windy enough, And I think also people got to reevaluate what the beach is. If you think, when you think the beach, you just think like Coney Island or fucking like,
of course.
You know, you're like, it's going to be
the Rockaways. Yeah,
avoiding the Rockaways needles like, on the ground, you know?
Yeah. Or like Field 6 Jones Beach growing up, like super crowded. Like, yeah. There are beaches that aren't super crowded, or you can be away from people. You can be back. And that's a real slice of like, there's way, it's very easy at the beach to, even on a crowded, busy day, get an angle where you don't hear anything or see anything but sky, water, wind, you know what I mean? Besides Earth, which even if you are at a crowded beach on Los Angeles where the one is, the PCH is behind you, six lanes are about, you know, a quarter mile that way, and that's gone. You don't hear any of that. You just get that offshore breeze, the lull of the waves. Every once in a while, you hear a kid scream or a whistle blow. It's a fucking...
What, is
it's
someone
a real,
dying in the background?
Kids screaming, yeah, kids screaming, saying, stop, let go of me, and the kid blowing their whistle. And it's like, let go of me, stranger, danger, and you're just there smoking weed,
wow,
eating a big hot hoagie.
This sounds like Robbie's origin story. Help,
you're
help.
Gonna host a podcast. I got a basement for you.
Gabrus, thank you so much for coming on and fucking screaming with us, bro.
Are you kidding me? Please, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy. This has been the boon of podcasting for both me personally, and then now even harder in the pandemic, is you don't get to talk to a peer for like an hour uninterrupted anymore. Even if you are just, I mean, I'm always trying to do bits and be funny. I'm ruining conversations anyway, so fuck it. I might as well record it with a friend.
Yeah.
And like getting to catch up. So now I'm all booked up for a while on High and Mighty, but I'd love, you guys got to come on High and Mighty and we'll scream about something else.
Yeah, bro. I would love
and,
that.
And Robbie, you're welcome to tag along or whatever you do. you can send me your 7 meg file of your audio if you want.
No, right.
Also, just like if you want to just profile, just look at the Zoom screen and be like, gee, which two of these guys are going to scream the whole time? Is it the guys who have assistant coach faces?
Yeah. We do the. I assistant coach the line. I tell the kids, "Yeah, let's take a break. Let's relax over here. Don't worry about it.
Let's relax." Okay, it's all about power, and the way you get power is in your mind. You don't have to do anything.
I had one assistant coach that lied to me. He goes, "Pretend to stretch your quads. Let's just sit over here and have a good time." That was a beautiful coach.
I had my line coach every once in a while. I'd be like, instead of gassers today, boys, we're going to be doing push-ups, knowing that all of us, like, even though we were fat, like, it's easier to cheat push-ups than running. Like, you have to actually do the running.
Ugh.
Like, when it's a set distance. When it's, like, 11, when it's 12 sprints, you can do 8 or 10 and get away with it. But when it's a set distance, like 220s or gassers, you're just...
Fuck that. Me and my friends, we also used to line up. We used to make sure that we're at the same place in the line across. And then we'd all say, let's go a little bit slower. So it seems like we're all going fast.
Like fucking just move. Try, look, give the hard face.
Uh-huh.
And bro, we talk about going back to 20-year-old Sebastian and Gabrus and saying like, hey, learn to write comedy, learn to focus, learn impressions, like study acting, you know, do anything besides, you don't need to host the jam at midnight, go to sleep, wake up and exercise or whatever. But we should have went, we should have, while we're in the time machine, jump back to 14-year-old Sebastian and Gabrus and say, you know what? Do the runs.
They're only honestly, easier. They were so easy then.
Honestly, do the runs. You're not going to believe this, young Gabrus, but you're in the best shape of your fucking life right now.
I know.
And you're... Yo, a friend of mine sent me a picture from our childhood and was like, do you remember we used to call you fat back then? And it's like, I would kill.
Unbelievable.
I was like 80 pounds below my goal weight now.
It's
like
insane.
My goal weight is 260. Like, that's where I'm at. And in high school, I weighed 225. Freshman year of college, I weighed 195.
Oof.
Big victory for me. I lost a lot of weight when I got that lifeguarding job. Another reason why I hold the beach so dear in my heart.
Sure.
Why am I starting stories? I was almost out of here.
Gabrus.
Robbie was right. Robbie's got the right move. Robbie's like, shut. If I just sit here long enough, we can go home.
Now, hold on.
I am home.
It seems like... You're the one holding Robbie captive, Gabrus. That's what Robbie just said. Yeah. He said, Gabrus will never let me leave this podcast. Fuck, bro.
I'm just back. You hear me stomping on the Robbie's. I'll turn the black light on if you're not good.
You just zoom out. It's all one room that you're in.
Yeah. We're just back to back.
You have to be in insane shape. I swam and like a bunch of people were lifeguards, but in order to be a lifeguard, you got to be like a good ass swimmer.
Right, yeah, I was a high school swim team too. Belmore Merrick Central High.
Yeah, me
captain.
Too. My swim coach, she just yelled go. She gave no technique for 4 years. There was no coaching. It was just the word go.
My swim coach was mad chill and very cool, and he had Grateful Dead tattoos and drove a conversion van and had like a earring and he surfed. And he was the coolest. Shout out to Coach Rob. I won't say your last name because I think you're still a teacher, and that's where I'm going to get to next. Eventually, I would lifeguard alongside this dude who was a teacher and a lifeguard, a teacher and my swim coach. And then when I got to be like his peer at 21, and I was like, oh, Grateful Dead tattoo means that. Now that we're all adult men, I realize what's going on here. Yeah, okay.
Gabrus, once again.
Let me. Hold on. I got two more stories. Wait, real quick. I just got two more things that. I need two. That's the problem.
That's the problem. We could scream for hours, bro.
Thanks for coming on. Sebastian, do you have any plugs?
I'm trying. Hold on. Your wife just texted me. What the fuck are you two doing in there? And who's this little hot boy he's got in the corner? Are you drinking coffee? You're so high. Your wife is going to be so pissed at me.
No, it's water. Oh, it's water.
You're literally.
It's out of my coffee mug from this morning, though. Oh, okay. Because once. Drink that cold brew. I'm not doing dishes. I'm drinking water out of it until I make a cocktail
same
in it in half an hour.
Same cup all day, bro. Same cup.
I rinse it real quick in the morning with my old dirty water and put my clean coffee in, and that's it.
It's beautiful. Gabrus, thank you for coming on. Check out Gabrus's podcast, High and Mighty. Check him out on Comedy Bang Bang. Literally, Gabrus, you are fucking UCB improv legends, bro.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Literally,
I
people talk about you. You're a big fucking deal. You're the real person. It's so nice that we finally got to meet and talk on here.
Oh, that was very nice of you to say, and that really was flattering, and that's very exciting. I think I said it earlier. I don't know if it was on mic, but you're the type of dude that everyone's like, I can't believe you guys don't know each other. And upon meeting you, I can't believe we don't know each other. I can't believe we're not at like two different timelines of the same person or something like that.
It's confusing.
Some one weird small decision where it's like, how about I shave my face? And it's like, now you're Sebastian.
When I first started doing improv, my one friend, I was like, this is kind of weird. I don't know if I feel about this. My one friend was like, oh, you got to listen to Sebastian Canelli and John Gabrus. And then he was like, go to the show. Gabrus is going to be there and Sebastian will be there. Go to the show. It was during DCM.
And
I was
there.
Like, DCM, that sounds kind of weird.
Right.
And then I went and Sebastian wasn't there. You were there. But it was cool to do this with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's so fucking fun. Small world shit. All right. Well.
All right, bro.
Oh, yeah. Check out my podcast. See you later.
Yeah. All right. And follow.
I'm not shutting it down. I don't know why I'm saying goodbye. You guys probably have some stuff to say.
Let me say one more sentence, Gabrus. You got the name of our podcast wrong fucking 12 times, bro.
You're listening to Loud About It, baby, with Robbie and Seb.
All right, bro. As always, please follow the pod. Tell friends. Follow us, Loud About Nothing. We're putting out clips. Please share those. All right. All those thotties out there, we love you. All right. Peace. Hit the music, Robbie.